Item number nine, discussion and review of the current long-range plan. I will refer to long-range plan as the LRP. Last month, I asked the director to prepare an overview of the current LRP. Before turning it over to him, I'd like to provide a little bit of background for why I made the request. Reason number one is that we've had a fair number of years go by since the studies were conducted that formed the basis of the LRP. We have several commissioners now on the board who were not on the board at the time that the LRP was drafted. We have also had a number of projects completed since then that were included in the LRP. Phase one out at Veterans Park is, in fact, in its second year now. The Patton Park, Dog Park expansion is finished. We had one major unanticipated project that is now very close to completion, and that would be the skateboard park. It had not been included in the LRP. And I want to emphasize something here because I think there's been a little bit of possible misunderstanding. The skateboard park was possible because we had savings on the lighting out at phase one of Veterans Park. It simply wasn't the case that we had about $200,000 lying about unallocated.
If I may, that was almost a one-to-one. The money we saved there was almost completely paid for the park.
Yeah. And I'm pleased that we were able to recognize the opportunity and take advantage of it, but I don't want to create a false impression about it. We probably can't count on that happening very often. Which leads to my final comment, which is that people, and among the people, I include ourselves, need to realize that with these several larger projects now being wrapped up, we've run the course a little bit for right now. We are in good financial health, but we do not have large cash reserves laying about that can simply be tapped into. We're going to need to deal with playground renovation, with ADA, American with Disability Act modifications to facilities, and we've got swimming pool issues, as we all know. So with this in mind, I thought it would make sense to begin a conversation about the current LRP and keep an eye on the financial constraints within which we're now going to need to be operating, and asked the director to sort of give us an overview as a starting point for the conversation. So I appreciate your indulgence in letting me spell that out, and I will now turn it over to the director.
I gave the three-page summary to you. The first two pages cover those that the significant developments that were truly included in the long-range plan. Again, I don't know how familiar individually. I've worked with this long enough. I'm really not sure how much knowledge everybody has on it. But the Veterans Park is still the primary to be completed. That area out there that's undeveloped, the idea is to continue that development according to our plan and get basically all our diamond sports in one location. That would put that activity in soccer as a single site. It makes it easier to serve. One of the issues that caused that dealt with the fact that we had families that were split between different areas in the community. They've got a daughter and a son at two different locations, and if the parents participated at a third location, all the complications that can produce. as well as, you know, when you're in multiple locations moving crews and equipment around, it's less effective, and it's more costly. So that the completion of veterans is next up on, more than just the completion. I mean, it takes more than just the diamonds. There'll be obviously another restroom concession that needs to go in. There'll be roadways, parking lots. The walking trail gets expanded and so on as that goes. And I've tried to cover most everything that's there that we have lined out to happen there. Once that's done, then we have an effect on the parks that we vacate to move that stuff. Second on the list at this point has been Downing. The plan calls for Downing to be converted to a more general use recreation park as opposed to a sports complex, and the largest significant development at that park is the hope that we can create a community recreation center there. It's close to the largest portion of our target service base that use our facilities. It's in close proximity to Lincoln School. We are a co-sponsor. We help construct the Lincoln School playground. So the fact that we could actually incorporate all this property to help serve each other in the process is attractive. And that would obviously follow up. The other addition, the other item that was to be included there is a outdoor water ground, or outdoor spray ground, water park, not water park.
Spray park.
Spray park. Yeah. They're called spray grounds too, but they're basically for elementary age children. Primarily that's what they're designed for. And they have individual apparatuses. So there's a water feature without having deep water. You get the same kind. You get a longer season and less expense. Yeah.
If I may, when we looked at those, you could get when this plan was developed, you could get a high-end spray ground, spray park, whatever you want to call it, for around the high end for about $250,000. Mm-hmm. And no lifeguards required.
Yeah. And I think it would be a very attractive addition too, that area. And then other outdoor activity areas there as well. But yeah. That's the intended conversion of Downing Park and Patton Park, the area that's used for Little League. Could be those fields. That area would be modified to be determined. I know there was interest about incorporating more disc golf in that area. There's been conversations about, and I'll say it wrong, bocce ball, or however it's pronounced, just alternative activities that when you get flat surface area like that, that can be utilized for activities. Not necessarily league sports that treat that kind of traffic, because there's always been an issue with the neighborhood. After that got real popular and a lot of traffic, there has been an issue there for the neighborhood. There's issues with traffic safety and so on. So the plan calls to cut that road off as a through road, retain some of it as an area that you can drive in and park, and then partake in activities up in that area. So the actual conversion to Patton Park is, on the expense line, is lesser, but it may be a significant addition to what we offer, because it would offer a lot of alternatives we don't offer elsewhere. Those are those that fall in that 5 to 10 year bracket as it stands today. The third sheet are things that we expect or hope to be able to accomplish within the next 5 years. These are generally a lot smaller kinds of undertakings. I know President Hemingway had mentioned the ADA compliance, that transition plan that we had looked at earlier this year. Over the next, I believe, year and a half on that timeline, all those items should be completed. We have long deferred the reconstruct the Everly Ballpark period, or Everly Park, I should say, period. There are issues with that playground. There are issues with traffic pattern and safety through there. There's been a long-standing issue there with, we've been using porta potties there for 30 years. So the kind of conversion issues that we're looking at Everly Park would change those items, relocate a playground, put a playground that meets standard, and try to find some type of restroom structure to better serve the public in a more central location to serve those shelter houses. Security lights in Glenwood, that's an aged system. I'm not real sure whether or not they need replaced or we just need to do some pretty extensive work, because I never know when they're going to be on. Sometimes they're on for 48 hours straight and off for an equal amount of time. So, but it's not an easy repair. We've gone through all the easy repair stuff. We're down to sometime over the next year or two, we're going to have to spend some money on that.
Do they have the same actuators that went in at Veterans?
Yeah, that's still has to be completed yet, too.
No, it's the sad part.
There are other playground improvements, a lot, not as significant, obviously, as the ones at Everly. We do need to start. We've done a good job on building modular playgrounds. We need to follow up now with some of the standalone items that are conventional items. Swing sets are one of those things that we haven't installed. They take up a great deal of space. The apparatus is cheap. The installation in the area it takes up is costly. But we're in a position now where we need to start looking at that and install some swing sets next to our modular play areas. Some items like that need to be looked at. Let's see, what else? The new shelter, the Glenwood East shelter, and this came about as part of the ADA assessment. We went back and looked at this thing. There is no way to make it compliant the more we looked at it. It is an ancient building that has outlived its life. So we will probably be removing that yet this fall and putting a new small shelter structure in there. Again, these are not big-ticket items, but the list, by the time you're done with the list, you've spent quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. There'll be a number of other small projects. And then at the tail of that, I just included those unknowns. And all three of these are basically in our process with the city. Spring Lake Campground expansion, obviously the swimming pool, and the skate park. Those are all to be decided, to be determined issues and amounts of money.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Are there any questions that commissioners have at the moment for Director Peterson? I'd like to encourage everybody to take the chance, one-on-one conversation with the director, to get some of the background and maybe learn a little bit about the technical aspects of all of this. And I think we're going to need to sort of get our feet on the ground a little bit and explore the parameters of what's possible financially as we go forward. I think it's important that the public hear also what we're thinking. Commissioner Goba?
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Commissioner Sellers was first.
I know I see the list and everything, but nothing was mentioned about the stone shoulder being kind of modified and fixed up a little bit more.
There are issues there that are completed in that that are contained in that ADA transition plan. Back then, we've taken care of some of the electrical issue over there. There are some minor issues with the. There's no major issues there, with the possible exception of the stairway, and that arching stairway. We do have the rampway around the
outside. The only thing that really stands out to me is there's some graffiti on that building.
Is what?
Graffiti.
Oh, graffiti.
Yeah.
Ongoing issue all the time. Mm-hmm. I
understand
that. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
It would be a capital project if we can find a graffiti-proof partition walls for our restroom. Proof is the wrong word to use. Resistant you can buy. We may go through that process and try to install.
That's
easier for us to get clean. Graffiti is, we chase graffiti, unfortunately.
If your primary concern is graffiti, it may be beneficial to see if you can get a school art class or something out to put permanent graffiti on the buildings.
Well,
the art graffiti is not too bad of an issue. The graffiti that he's referring to there is a different issue than
art. Well, sure. I'm just saying that if you have art graffiti, mm-hmm. it may deter those from putting other forms of self-expression.
It's kind of a historical,
on the bathroom wall.
Structure,
yeah.
Really. Well, there are some specifics that are related to that structure in terms of historic value and application. Mr. Goba?
Not that I want to add one more thing to my schedule, but would it be beneficial, and this is a question, because I don't know the answer myself, for us to have a retreat and to discuss some of these long and short-term plan specifics?
That is always a possibility. The would it be the board's pleasure? I don't know about your schedule. I know about mine.
That's what I'm saying.
I think one of the things we may want to do is let some of this stuff mature a little bit and get a better feeling for some of the finances and take it from there.
Another point here before we get into an art wall here or cleanup there, this is long-range planning.
Yeah. Sure.
This is a concept of the direction we want to go. Those are details.
Yep.
We want to have the big picture first in my mind. The other thing is if you haven't looked at the long-range plan, you're not ready to critique it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's beautiful renderings, there's drawings, it's all right there. I'm sure Ray could make it available to you. Give him a call. But I think we need to take a look at what we've got before we decide where we want to go.
Sure.
Because without a compass heading, any direction's good.
Well, you know, I'm not against any
no,
of this.
I'm not questioning that at all.
But in I have seen the renderings.
Yeah.
And that sort of thing. Commissioner Hemingway suggested that we meet with Ray, talk about particulars, which, as a matter of fact, I put it on my list to do. But then I thought, should we have each of us have five different meetings with Ray, or maybe we have one, and take some time to discuss.
Well, if we're going to have one, then it has to be a business meeting, scheduled agenda meeting. I think it would be good if we had some conversations over time.
That's Ray, what I wanted to inject, so there's no confusion. We can have a special meeting to talk about long-range planning. To have a retreat, it would be inappropriate under the new Open Meetings Act. Mm-hmm. We'd be in violation. We can have an educational retreat. So if you wanted to listen to me give you the same lecture I just did, that's one thing. But to interact and do park business would, or to even make park plans is not included as able to do in a retreat. So a special meeting. And I hate to split hairs on terminology, but we don't want it to appear that we're violating the Open Meetings Act either.
A special meeting would be open to the public.
A special meeting would be open to the public.
Retreat would not be.
Whatever you want to call it.
Which would be. Yeah, no, I was.
Well, Ray's point is that the traditional retreat is not a viable option anymore under OMA. We may want to convene as a committee of the whole session for discussion at some point, but I would still like to encourage people to get the background. If there are specific issues of concern to individual commissioners, you raise one-on-one, and then we may get somewhat more of a rounder picture.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing a number of we rephrase that to say we'll be conducting discussions with the city about the swimming pool, some other issues that are going to have to inform this as well. Consultant, Matt. We probably will need to have some such discussion in the not too distant future.
I'm not sure if staff are involved in any of the long-range planning or not, Ray. I would really be interested to hear what the staff would like to see in a long-range goal. Maybe that's not something that we can actually move on, but I would be very interested to hear what the people on the ground think about the direction of the park district and their facilities. Another question I have, and if this is something that should wait for a different time, that's fine. The Special Recreation Association, have we historically had budgetary issues as far as maintaining or managing? And
I would like us to come back to that since we're talking about long-range planning right now.
Well, if we have...
If you would save that for commissioner comments at the end.
That is part. Maybe that's a leading part of the as part of the long range goal. Sure. If this is something that we have had issues with financially, I don't see anything about the Special Rec Association on the current long range plan. I'd like us to talk about that in the long range plan if that's something that maybe we've had some financial issues with in the past.
Any response to that?
A couple that I'd like to address is. I agree that we need to discuss long-range planning, but again, I want to make sure that everybody was up to speed on where we're going right now. That doesn't mean we have to keep going there, but at least we know where we've gone, and we've had our assessment of what we've accomplished. And the other thing that I think we have to do is revise that based on what we've accomplished, and then set our priorities, because if you don't set priorities, then you can't do long-range budgeting. And also... the long-range plan was written before the new ADA law, and that's going to make some impact on how we're going to have money and where we're going to spend it, because where we would like to do some things, we might have to do others.
Sure.
So oughts, haves, and wants are all three different things.
Are there any other comments that commissioners wish to make?
I'd like to piggyback on that just a second, because what I've given you and what we've talked about at this point, we refer to as long-range plan, but it's actually a facility development plan.
Exactly.
We have never done an honest long-range plan that dealt with operationals, and operations would be the SRA itself.
Sure.
ADA is part of the facilities. SRA is part of the operation.
Okay.
So to take it on, I mean, it's a considerable undertaking, but it's definitely one that should be done, especially... I'm looking at retirement and long-range plan. I'm looking at retirement because it should be part of when I retire. There should be a plan in place.
Sure.
Is what I'm trying to say. Not that I'm trying to say, okay, figure it out, and then I won't do it.
That would be like you, though.
It fits. I didn't say it didn't fit.
Perfect character. This, is, again, is part of the reason that I've suggested having some conversations one-on-one so that we can... put some stakes in the ground and understand sort of the current,